Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Last week we made it to verse 11, so we'll start right about there. We'll start with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for this communion class. Help us to minister your word. Help us to minister what's in your heart today. Bless us to go forward in you, that we may do all to stand. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
St. John chapter 15. We'll start at 9 and then we'll pick up at verse 11. Okay. He said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, you shall abide in his love. You shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Verse 12. There's a lot he said in these few verses. Our joy can be full as we continue in his love. I thought about how the parable of the house on the rock and the house on the sand.
But let me just stop you there for a minute. You're saying our joy can be full?
Mm-hmm. As we continue in his love.
And if our joy is full, our strength, we're strong people.
We're strong, just like the house on the side of the rock. Mm-hmm. This is the key. Because if you were... The Lord, just like the Lord told me in business one time, he had to teach me to protect my own interests. And he said, if you were working for angels, you wouldn't have a problem. And you're working for people. People are not always like angels. In this world, this is a fallen world. So when you endeavor to love people, people are not going to always receive it. If you continue to love people, they will respect you, and they'll take you serious. Love is light. Many people will get saved if we just walk in love. And because we're representing the heart of God. And so if we do these things, our joy will be full. Mm-hmm. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus said, he taught that about building on the rock and building on sand. If we build on his love, our emotions aside, but we steadily walk in love anyway. You know, one time Gwen was teaching, he said, if you love people, people are going to misunderstand you, but walk in love anyway. You know, do it anyway. If you do right, people are going to take it wrong sometimes, but do right anyway. And that's what Jesus is talking about, mm-hmm. Continuing in the same love that was represented, the way he loved them and the way the Father loved Jesus is the same love he wants them to walk in. Mm-hmm. To know this kind of love, you have to study for it. You have to study the word. You have to look at how Jesus solved his problems. Everything he did, from rebuking the Pharisees to raising the dead, was based on love.
Amen.
Everything, every rebuke, even the strong rebukes, it was based on love. Even when he called Herod a fox, he was frustrated at the fact that this man kept rejecting God. Uh-huh. And he was going to lose him, mm-hmm. because of it, because he kept working against God. The Lord he doesn't want to lose anyone. And if they keep on, he's going to have to, because he can't let sin in his kingdom. He can't let, if when people side with sin, then they can't. Think about what will happen over time. Everybody's going to change. Everybody will grow, mm-hmm. either good or bad. When people start doing wrong, their heart starts getting harder and harder. In 1,000 years, you wouldn't recognize what they've become. If the Lord let the seeds of wickedness remain in them and then let them in heaven, because one sinner can do a lot of damage. Just like Lucifer was one angel, but a third of them fell. That's billions of angels fail, you know, with him. So what we have to, our love is very important. It solves, you can solve all the problems. It works at the foundational level. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. His strength remains in us, and it multiplies. If you have joy, that doesn't mean you have full joy, because every stage you grow, every time you do something forward in God, your joy gets stronger. When people start getting saved, your joy gets stronger. When they keep getting saved, your joy gets stronger. It never stops. And it can be full. And as we go forward in him, that's the key. There are many challenges. Verse 13, greater love has had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, they didn't know at this point, they weren't clear about what he was talking about. They understood him, but not like he meant it. When he rose from the dead, it registered. Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He said, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Now this verse sounds, to some it may sound selfish, but it's also true. He said, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. You're going to love people that's going to be contrary to you in a fallen world. And he's saying, you're my friends if you do this, because you will be challenged. You will be challenged to the core if you endeavor to walk in love like he's saying. And he knew this. It's not going to be easy. There are so many persuasions. And everybody wants you to think like them. You have social. I look at people as planets. Every planet has its own gravitational pull. The planets don't really touch each other, but they affect each other. So, and I learned by the Lord not to take human persuasion lightly, because if everything works in seed form, if people can start you on an opinion and you're unclear about it, it can grow. So if everybody that people think a certain way, and they want you to think like them, mm-hmm. and their influence is strong.
It is.
Nobody's influence is weak, because we're made in God's image. So you're going to love people that have all kind of persuasions. There's a persuasion of young people. There's a persuasion of old people, the races, the young, the old. Our family. Everybody has their own persuasion. Then God has one. That's his word. And then Satan has one, the opposite of his word. And everybody, including God, wants you to think like them. But God wants you, if you think like him, and if you walk in love, the created person that he intended you to be is enhanced to become what he intended you to be. There are creative things in you that you may not know anything about. But I know that walking in love, they will be brought forth. And you will actually meet yourself. You're going to find out about the hidden treasures that he put in you. There are people that's natural mechanics. One of my friends at work, his boss said, mechanics aren't taught, they're born. But they never were in an environment to test those gifts that God gave. The same thing with musicians. There are people that can play a musical instrument like nobody you ever seen, but they never had a horn. They never blew a trumpet. They never picked a guitar. But they have that gift. It's dormant. When you draw near to the Lord and he draw near to you, he can help you find out things about yourself you don't even know. And the enemy is always trying to hide it. And sometimes I stumbled on what I could do because one of my friends turned my go-car over, and I had to work on it. And then I found out I was good at it. I was going to be a carpenter, but after I started working on engines, I stuck with it. But the Lord's trying to enhance you. Satan's trying to tear you down. People want you to be whatever they think is best. That's what they want. They want you to think like them. People find solace in company. Mm-hmm. And especially if they're wrong, they want a lot of company because they're going against the heart of God's will. It's not natural. Sin is not natural. It never was intended by God. So if people side with sin, they want company. And they don't want the light. So if you go through all these situations, and if you love all these people, he said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. In other words, you are devoted if you do this. You are a friend of God if you do this.
Yeah.
But the worldly persuasion is trying to get you away from God so that the light will be reduced so that they can feel comfortable.
Amen.
10 men could have salvaged, could have enabled God to salvage Sodom and Gomorrah. That's 2 big cities and a few surrounding cities.
Mm-hmm.
10 men living the life of God. And they weren't even perfect. 10 men that would reject sin, the sin of Sodom, just one sin, homosexuality. If they could have rejected it, it could have survived. That's how powerful your life is. You're not around a whole city like that. You're around your audience, about 100 to 1,000 people every day. So your light can change their lives if, as we live in the foundation of God's word. Okay, we'll pick up here at verse 15 next week. Put a dot by it. okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is a communion class. Drawing near to the Lord and relating to him, dialoguing with him is communion. And that's what this class is all about, helping us to fellowship with the Lord our God, understanding him. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24, it reads, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Jesus knew that he was going to lay his life down for his friends. And he wanted us to remember that his body was broken. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Our right to fellowship with God was purchased by the broken body of Jesus Christ for our healing and his blood for our redemption. And he joined man to God, giving us fellowship with him.
Amen.
This is important. He always said, as often as you drink it. We need to remember what he did, the cost that he paid. When I feel sick or anybody I know is sick, I want healing because that healing was paid for. There's no reason people will have to suffer. And when Pastor laid hands on Shira, he said, "Anybody with a stomach condition, come up." And she came up, and I was glad she did. And from that time, I hadn't had to buy the Crohn's medicine. And in the spring, in the fall, I said, have you been taking the medicine?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, how you been doing?" "Fine." And she had a colonoscopy. There's no trace of Crohn's in her colon.
Yeah.
And now I'm believing God for lactose intolerance. So, it works. The healing power of Jesus works.
Amen.
We benefit from it. All right, till next time. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you that you've given us your wisdom. Help us to continue in your love by all means. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.